Kenneth Lonergan's play, This Is Our Youth, premiered in New York in 1996. It was hailed as one of the few plays that examined what it was like to be a 20-something in an age when expectations for success have dropped and when living at home with your parents was becoming more common. The play is set in 1982, a few years before, during the Reagan years and at a time when America's decline in an age of crass commercialism and individualism was first coming into focus. Today the play, now at Custom Made Theater in San Francisco through October 17th in a splendid production, is even more relevant. Dennis and Warren are slackers. Dennis has his own apartment on the Upper West Side, paid for by his parents in order to get him out of the house. He lives on odd jobs and drug dealing and, of course, his parents' money. After another fight with his father, Warren has stolen $15,000 from a briefcase and wants to hide out in Dennis's apartment. Warren also has a thing for Jessica, a girl he barely knows who lives at home with her mother while she goes to the Fashion Institute. Dennis is the guy who gets by on his looks and his ability to browbeat and convince. Warren is his punching bag, but also his friend. Though the play is a period piece, Warren and Dennis use the word man to accentuate their discussion. There are no computers. The phone is attached to a cord. They listen to LPs on a small stereo system, but still very little has changed. Young adults are still young adults. But today, there are a lot more Warrens, Dennises, and Jessicas in America than there were then. Life has gotten much tighter for everyone. Adults in their 20s and 30s during the Reagan years can also look at these three and see themselves. This Is Our Youth speaks to all of us, and it's not merely because male or female, we're either a Warren or a Dennis or some combination of both, though that's true as well. Last year, Kieran Culkin played Dennis and Michael Cera Warren in a celebrated New York revival. It's hard to imagine, though, that they would have been any better than David Raymond as Dennis and Sam Burtkin as Warren in this production, and both are matched by Katie Robbins as Jessica. This is Custom Made's first foray in its new digs at 533 Sutter Street in San Francisco. It's an intimate theater that works perfectly for a three-person play, and it's a terrific show. This Is Our Youth by Kenneth Lonergan, directed by Brian Katz, plays at Custom Made Theater in San Francisco through October 17th. For more information, you can go to their website, custommade.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.